Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Healing School. I am Dr. Valeria Avery. I am so happy that you have joined me today as we continue to look into the Bible to see what the Bible tells us, to see what God's Word tells us about healing. So many people in the earth today have challenging sicknesses and diseases. And we know, as we have looked into the Word in previous sessions, that it all stemmed from the fall of Adam. And that's when sickness and disease and abnormalities and infirmities and all of the corruption that is in the earth today came in to man. And from the fall of Adam until Jesus, until Moses and Jesus came, until Jesus, man did not have the healing, the salvation, the redemption. But now, since Jesus came in, since Jesus came and redeemed us from the curse that came in as a result of the fall of Adam, we have the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, healing is a part of that package. So let's pray, hallelujah, and get into the Word so that we can renew our mind and fill our spirit with the truth that the Bible tells us concerning healing and God's will for us to walk in the divine health of God. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you and we magnify your name. For you alone art God, and above you there is none else. Your word is already anointed, God. And so I thank you for your anointing resting upon me. I do submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit to think through my mind, speak through my lips, that you would have us to hear and to know. God, as I said, your word is already anointed. I thank you for your anointing resting upon me, that I might speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy. And we do bind in the name of Jesus any hindering spirit that would seek to hinder your word from going forth or your word from being received in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, glory to God. Again, welcome to the Healing School. And I am Dr. Valeria Avery. So glad that you have joined us today. I'm going to give you the call-in number because we'd like for you to call in, ask your questions, and if you desire for us to pray for you, we'll do that also. The number is 213-943-3746. Again, the call-in number is 213-943-3746. Call and let us hear from you. Okay, so then our foundational scriptures comes from Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 also says, in support of that, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Past tense, we were healed. Jesus has already completed the work. Now, God gave us some instructions, and so the third foundational scripture has to do with the instructions God gave us in order for us to walk in this divine health. Proverbs 4:20-27 says, "My son, attend unto my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not from the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy feet from evil." But attend unto this word. See, God's word is the basis for our healing. He says, keep it before your eyes. Don't let it depart from your mouth. And then he, down in verse 24, says, put far from thee a froward mouth. A froward mouth would say what the devil has to say about it. A mouth that pleases God says what God has to say about it. We just read, Jesus took our infirmities, and he carried away sickness and disease. He did that for us. Hallelujah. Again, healing is a part of the salvation package. A principle, I want you to jot this down. Being healed is being saved in the physical sense. It is a part of the salvation package. Healing is a part of the salvation package. And I want to read first, going to Romans 5, read down through a few verses here, starting with verse 12. And the subheading under that says, Christ, the basis for our salvation. And remember that healing is a part of the salvation package. And just as a brief matter of review, I cannot go back and review all of the things that we have said since the beginning of this series. But when God made Adam and Eve in his image, they were made speaking spirits. They were made connected to God in fellowship, unbroken fellowship with God. They walked and talked together as God had given them dominion over the earth and over all that was created there. But he was placed in the garden to tend it and to oversee it. And so, but he gave him some instructions that Adam did not follow. And he instructed them not to eat of the tree in the midst of the garden. And Adam and Eve ate of it. And immediately they were separated from God. Immediately their spirit died. God told them, if you eat of this tree, you will surely die. And what they didn't understand was that they were a spirit, and their spirit died. That was immediate disconnect from God. Oh, what a terrible thing. We don't ever want to be disconnected from God. And the only way to connect to God is by receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And Jesus is that second Adam, came to set things right in the earth for us. Let's begin to read in Romans 5, verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, that's Adam when he fell, and death by sin, and so death passed unto all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. I'm reading King James, but I'm going to switch over to the Amplified. Verse 13, to be sure sin was in the world before ever the law was given, But sin is not charged to man's account where there is no law to transgress. Yet death held sway from Adam to Moses, the lawgiver, even over those who did not themselves transgress. In other words, from the point of Adam's sin, his disobedience to God and eating of the tree, and he immediately died spiritually. Every person born from that point had that sin nature, had that dead spirit on the inside of them, had that dead spirit that's not connected to God. Hallelujah. So then, you know, God didn't scratch his head. He immediately spoke forth the coming of Jesus. But let's continue to look. Verse 14, reading in the Amplified, Romans chapter 5, verse 14. Yet death held sway from Adam to Moses, the lawgiver, even over those who did not themselves transgress a positive command, as Adam did. Adam was a type, prefigure of the one who was to come. In reverse, the former destructive, the latter saving. But God, see, on the right side of a but, you got to have something good. But God, free gift, is not at all to be compared to the trespass. His grace is out of all proportion to the fall of man. For if many died through one man's falling away, his lapse, his offense, much more profusely did God's grace, thank you, Jesus, and the free gift comes through the undeserved favor of one man, Jesus Christ, abound and overflow and for the benefit of many. Isn't that just like God? See, you can't beat God's giving. You can't outdo God. See, the sin of Adam could not outdo the redemption that came through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nor is the free gift at all to be compared to the effect of that one man's sin. For the sentence following the trespass of one man brought condemnation, whereas the free gift following many transgressions brings justification of righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, to receive Jesus, that places us back in right standing with God. Receiving Jesus connects us back to the power source. Hallelujah. Receiving Jesus brings a new spirit on the inside of us, a new spirit connected to God with a desire for God. The old spirit was died and was buried with Jesus. But when Jesus got up, hallelujah, we got up also, hallelujah, because we are in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 17 again says, for if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings in life. See, we're to reign as kings in this life. We're to demonstrate Satan's defeat in this life. So many people have it wrong. So many people say, you know, that's when we get to heaven. Yes, it's going to be good when we get to heaven. But way to make it good while we still live here on this earth. It says we're to reign in life. We're to reign as king in life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this life, we're to reign. We are to live above the situations and circumstances that the enemy has brought towards us. See, sickness and disease and abnormalities and infirmities, those things are a part of the curse. Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse. Galatians 3:13-14 says that. Curses everyone that hangeth upon a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's us. Hallelujah. He sent the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, to see to it that to help us to reign in this life. See, Jesus, during his lifetime, he helped his disciples. He helped them physically by Jesus went about teaching and preaching and healing the sick. And he helped them even financially and in every area of their lives. They had taxes to pay. And Jesus told Peter to go fishing. And the first fish he pulls up to take the money and go pay taxes for him and for the rest of them. And so Jesus ministered to his disciples. He was their helper. He was their advocate. He was there to help them. But because of so many coming to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus said, it is expedient that I go to the Father so that I can send the Spirit of the living God to help us. The Holy Spirit has no limitation. See, there's not too many people that God cannot minister to through his mighty Spirit. See, when you receive Jesus as Lord, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. See, that's the important thing. And if you receive Jesus, the Holy Spirit is in you. He is our helper. And we're going to read about that in just a little bit. Let's finish here. Then let's read that again. That's so powerful. Verse 17 of Romans 5. For if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned, that's we're talking about Adam now, through that one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them in right standing with himself, reign. See, we're to reign as king in life, in this life. How? Through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No matter what the situation, no matter how long the sickness, see, you can rise up above that. Hallelujah, because of the completed work of Jesus Christ. You can reign in life. See, in heaven there's no sickness and no disease. But God made the way for us to live above that. God made the way for us to live with the divine health of God flowing through our body. And so this is what we're looking at. We're looking at why it is that you have a right to divine health of God is because of your salvation, because of your being saved, because of your being born again, and Jesus Christ, hallelujah, living on the inside of you by the power of the Spirit of the living God, you have been transformed. You have been made free, and we're going to look at that. And let's jump down into Romans 6 chapter 6, and we'll begin reading. Now, because we have been placed in right standing with God, the question is asked here: what shall we say to all this? Are we to remain in sin in order that God's grace, His favor and mercy may multiply and overflow? Certainly not. How can we do, who died to sin, live in it any longer? Let's go back up. I'm going to go back up and read down through 21, verse 18 of chapter 5. Well then, as one man's trespass, one man's false step and falling away led to condemnation for all men, so one man's act of righteousness leads to acquittal and right standing with God and life for all men. Now that's powerful. For just as one man's disobedience, failing to hear, heedlessness and carelessness, the many were constituted sinners, so by one man's obedience, the many will be constituted righteousness, made acceptable to God, brought into right standing with Him. In other words, we were connected to God. We were connected to Him. Hallelujah. We were connected back to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We've got a little technical difficulty here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Now we're back. So then, law came only to expand and increase the trespass, making it more apparent and exciting opposition. But when sin increased and abounded, grace, God's unmerited favor, has surpassed it and increased the more and superabounded, so that just as sin had reigned in death, so grace, His unearned and undeserved favor, might reign also through righteousness, right standing with God, which issues in eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, our Lord. Now, all this, what this is saying, because of the fall of Adam, man died spiritually, and death and sickness and disease and corruption came into the earth. But through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, see, there was a plan. Before Jesus came, God gave Moses the law, which man had to follow in order to be acceptable to God. But man could not follow the law. He kept messing up all the time. And so Jesus came and redeemed man. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So then, excuse me, what shall we say to this? Are we to remain in sin in order that God's grace and favor and mercy may multiply and overflow? Certainly not. How can we, who died to sin, live in it any longer? Are you ignorant of the fact that all of us who had been baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? In other words, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are baptized into Jesus Christ, and you're also baptized into that death. Because what happens is when Jesus comes into your heart, the Spirit of the living God comes in there. He buries the old man and places within you a new spirit. You are now a new creature. You, the old creature, the old man is dead and gone. Hallelujah. And you have been raised to newness of life. It says here, we were buried, verse 4 in Romans 6 chapter 6, verse 4. We were buried, and I'm reading Amplified. We were buried, therefore, with him by the baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, so we too might habitually live and behave in newness of life. That's free of sickness, free of disease, free of poverty. See, salvation includes the total package. It says, for if we have become one with him by sharing a death like his, we shall also be one with him in sharing his resurrection by a new life lived for God. We know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective, inactive for evil, that we might no longer be slaves to it. Sickness is an evil. You have been redeemed from the curse. That's evil. And it has no longer are we submitted to that. Verse 6 again. We know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective, inactive for evil, that we might no longer be slaves of sin. For when a man dies, he is free. He is loose. He is delivered. Let me tell you, if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have been freed. You have been loose. You have been delivered from the power of sin among men. In other words, in this life, you have been redeemed. You no longer have a right to have sickness in your body. Sickness does not belong to you. Hallelujah. You have been loosed. You have been freed. You have been delivered. That's a past tense. Because Jesus loosed you. He delivered you. He freed you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, it says in verse 8 of Romans 6, Amplified Bible, now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Because we know that Christ, the Anointed One, being once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. For by the death he died to sin, ending his relationship to it once for all. And the life that he lived, he is living to God in unbroken fellowship with him. Even so, or just as Jesus, consider yourself dead to sin, dead to sickness, dead to disease, dead to poverty, dead from all manner of evil. Hallelujah. Dead from all manner of the curse. And your relationship to it is broken. Listen. You are free. You are healed. Your relationship to sickness and disease has been broken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you are alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ. See, you're in Christ Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. You are free from sickness and disease. Hear that. And you need to say that. I am free from sickness and disease. I am free from sickness and disease. Glory to God. Glory to God. Even so, consider yourself also dead to sin and your relationship to it broken, but alive unto God, living in unbroken fellowship with him. See, we need to stay in an attitude of praise and worship. We need to stay in an attitude of communing with God. You have the third person of the Godhead on the inside of you. In fact, the Bible tells us that you have the Godhead on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit This is his dispensation. This is his time of performance. He is the created force of God. What is it that you need created? Do you need new lungs? Do you need new brain? Do you need new heart? Do you need new kidneys? Speak it. Speak it. God has body parts. Speak it. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for new kidneys. Thank you, Lord, for new heart. Thank you, Lord, that I am free from sickness and disease. I am free from diabetes. I am free from hypertension. I am free from lupus. I am free from all manner of sickness and disease. I am free from cancer. I am free from AIDS. Say that. Say it out of your mouth. Say it out of your mouth. Because the Bible says here, you're living in unbroken fellowship with him. You're living in newness of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even so, consider yourself dead to sin and your relationship to it broken. Consider yourself dead to sickness and disease and your relationship to it broken. Hallelujah. But alive unto God, living in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. That's wonderful. God loves us so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Write this down. God's love for us has gotten us this undeserved victory and redeemed us from evil and all the work of the enemy. We are to share our victory with others so that they can receive Jesus and live a victorious life in this world, living according to the kingdom of God system. See, we no longer are members of this world system. We are citizens of the kingdom of God, and we reign in this life taste of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God system, which is above sickness and disease, which is above all the corruption that's in the earth. We are free. We are loose. We have been loose. We have been delivered. We have been set free. The supernatural one, we are living in a supernatural state in our Lord Jesus Christ, seated in Jesus at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Living above all the evils of this world by the power of the Holy Spirit. But God has given his angels charge over us to protect us in all of our ways. See, Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in his name, he would do it. Let's just flip over to John, go back a few chapters to John 14. Because, see, I want you to really get in your spirit. I want you to renew your mind with this. I want you to renew your mind that Jesus said he's the only way to God. And the only way to live above this wicked world and the evils and the sicknesses and the disease in this world is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because over in John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So Jesus is that way that God has made, the way of escape from the corruption that is in this earth system. And he said here, Jesus said, in verse 16, he said, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Forever. See, when you receive Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. Let's back up just a few minutes. Jesus is talking. He says, verse 12, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these because I go unto the Father. And I will do, I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name as presenting all that I am. so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Verse 14, yes, Jesus is talking, it's read in my Bible. I will grant, I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name as presenting all that I am. If you really love me, you will keep and obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to heart, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. See, again, Jesus said it was expedient that he go away so that the Father could send through Jesus the Holy Spirit to live in us as our helper. That word comforter means in the Greek paraclete, or one called alongside to help. And he is our counselor, our helper, our intercessor, our advocate, our strengthener, our standby. You know, you can never say that you're alone if you dwell on the inside of you. He's there. And see, you can commune with him. See, he's the third person of the Godhead. He's the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Sent to help us. We need to acknowledge him. We need to submit to his ministry. He has a ministry to help us. And I say it out of my mouth almost every day. I try to say it every day. God, I submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I believe I say it every day as a part of my prayer. It's a part of my focusing in on God and committing my day to the Lord. See, and what he would have me to do and have me to accomplish. Because without him, I can do nothing. See, Jesus told us that over in John 15, without me, you can do no thing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But if you abide in him, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. We'll read that probably a little later on. But you see, the Spirit of God, and down in verse 26 of the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Jesus is talking. The Father sends the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. So the Holy Spirit is sent to help us to act on Jesus' behalf, to do that we ask in the name of Jesus. He will perform whatever it is that you ask in the name of Jesus that is in line with this word of God. That's why over in Mark 11:24, it says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Jesus told us to ask in his name, and he would do it. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. So you can rest on that, because he said whatever you desire. Now, of course, you cannot desire somebody else's husband. You cannot desire to rob a bank. You know, that kind of thing. But those things that are in line with the word. See, if you need a mate, you need to believe God for your mate. And he'll send that person that will be a fit for you. If you need funds, he'll send, make a way for you to receive funds. Send somebody with funds, open a way for you to have a job to receive funds. Now, notice, you cannot look to those individuals that may give you money as your source. God's your source. You cannot look to that job if you have opportunity to have a job. That job is not your source. God is your source. See, God makes a way for you to have what it is that you have need of. That includes, see, salvation is a total package. Healing, and everything else, and eternal life too. It's a total package. Nothing lacking, nothing broken. No lack, no sickness and disease. That's what salvation purchased for us. All of our needs met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Reading again, Jesus said, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will call you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. Hallelujah. Therefore, you can be in peace. Jesus said in the very next verse, peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart, don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Don't be afraid. If sickness and disease knocks at your door, say, oh, not here, not here, not here. And see, you can just declare that by Jesus Christ you are healed. Hallelujah. I see that we have someone that is joining us today. We're going to tune in and see what has to be said here. Hold on just a minute as we end up this part of the teaching, and then we're going to see what we have here. We do have one caller calling in, and we'll pause just for a second here and see what this caller has to say. Caller. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just listening on my phone. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, continue to listen as we continue with the message. And if you have questions as you listen, please answer. Well, we'll stop at a moment and have questions in just a few moments. Thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as we continue, we're glad to have a caller calling in. Please call. The number is 213-943-3746. I want you to know that it is God's will for you to walk in the divine help of God. It is God's will. And so we give God the glory, the honor, and the thanksgiving for it. We give you praise, Father, for your word, because your word is what heals us. Our foundational scripture that says over in the Proverbs, my son, attend unto my word. Incline thine ear to my saying. Let it not depart from thine eyes. Keep it in the midst of thy heart, for it is life unto those that find it and health to all their flesh. So then, how do we move from operating in the natural to operating in the supernatural so that we can receive, so that we can appropriate the healing that belongs to us? First of all, you have got to know that it is God's will to heal you. And how you find that out is by going to the scriptures. Our foundational scriptures that we have read, Isaiah 53, 4 through 5, 1 Peter 2 and 24, says that it is God's will. And then Isaiah 53, 4 through 5 says, surely, of a surety, he's borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our diseases, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded. He was wounded. Jesus took upon his back 39 stripes, representing all sickness and diseases. Hallelujah. And all abnormalities. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. Glory to God. You need to mark these scriptures down. You need to meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Jesus took it. If he took it, what are you doing with it? Galatians 3, 13 and 14, I'm going to flip over there. I'm going to read that because it's important for you to write it down, Galatians 3, 13 and 14. And it says here, Christ has, Jesus Christ has, past tense, redeemed us from the curse of the law. Jesus redeemed you and me from the curse of the law. Redemption means to take you away from. He took you away. When you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you were then taken away from that curse. Hallelujah. The curse no longer has dominion over you. You were your old person, that old sinful person was buried. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Was buried with Christ. And a new spirit placed on the inside of you, connected to God, redeemed from the curse. You were raised to newness of life. Hallelujah. Free of sickness, free of disease. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to die. You can live until you get ready to go and be with the Lord. You don't have to go to be with the Lord with a sickness in your body. You don't have to be sick to go to be with the Lord. See, when you have completed the assignment that you have on this earth, you can just say, okay, I'm going to be with the Lord and go. You don't have to have a sickness. And see, Jesus, why live in this earth when Jesus has already paid the price for your healing? He's already paid it. He says it's finished. He whooped up on the devil. He redeemed you from it. So let's rise up and take this word of God and declare, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I shall not die but live, and declare the works of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I shall not die. That's over in Psalms 118, verse 17. Psalms 118, verse 17. You need to go through the Bible and write down all of the scriptures that have to do with healing because it is the word. Remember, one of our foundational scriptures comes from Proverbs 4, 20 through 27, and it says, my son, attend, pay attention to my word. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all your flesh. Health. Do you hear me? The word of God is health. As you read the word of God, as you meditate the word of God, as you declare what God said about it, see, you know, so many of us will listen to what the doctor said about it. Now, I'm not saying that you should not take the medications or whatever that the doctor gives you. I'm not saying that. I am saying that you need to take the word of God. For example, and I said this before, if the doctor gives you a medication to take four times a day, be sure before you take that medicine that you take the word of God and declare that by Jesus' stripes you are healed. Be sure that you take the word of God and declare that I shall live and not die. Be sure you take the word of God that says God sent his word and healed me and delivered me from destruction. That particular scripture right there, you see, is so important. He sent his word and he healed me. God sent his word and healed me and delivered me from destruction. That's a powerful, powerful Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed and delivered them from destruction. Now, you have something to do here. In order to appropriate the blessings of God, you have to believe what his word says. Did he send his word? Do you know that Jesus is that word? He sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from destruction. He said that in the past tense, because it is in the past tense. Jesus knew you were coming on the earth. He knew that this earth system was still ruled by Satan. But he knew that if you would receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you could live in that abundant life, free of sickness, free of disease. That's God's way at his best. He has made the provision, but you got to attend unto his word. You've got to believe what the word says. There's a scripture over in Jonah that says, if you observe lying vanities, you forsake God's mercy. See, a lying vanity would be when God says you're healed, for the devil to say you're not healed and you're not going to make it. See, God already sent his word, and he already healed you and me, and he already delivered us from destruction. So if you believe what the enemy says, if you believe that you got to die with a sickness, then you are forsaking the mercies of God. And see, you don't want to forsake the mercies of God. You want to embrace the word of God and receive the mercies of God. See, the mercies of God are a gift from God. He has bestowed these mercies upon you, hallelujah. And so embrace it, believe it, and receive it. Just like over in Mark 11:24, it says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. When you pray, believe. It didn't say when you see, believe. It says when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So that's saying that when you pray, you got to believe, even though you see the symptoms of a sickness, even though you feel the symptoms of a sickness, you got to yell it to the top of your voice, I am healed. Why are you healed? Not because of what you feel, see, or hear, but because of what God said about it. And see, when you, that's that faith fight. Faith is believing that you have what you desire before you see it. If you see it with your eyes, you don't need faith. You can believe it because you already, you know, you see it with your eyes. But faith that takes, faith that appropriates, faith that takes that healing that you have need of, says it like God says, before you see it or feel it in your body. See, God's way of operating is by calling those things that be not as though they were. We said that in one of the previous messages over in Romans 4, Abraham being our example. Abraham was almost 100 years old, and so was Sarah. And God told them they were going to have many children, and they had not had one. But the word of God, God changed Abraham's name from Abram to Abraham. Abraham meaning father of many nations, and Sarah to Sarah, mother of nations. So he changed their name so that they kept saying. So as they kept saying, the Spirit of God, who's on the inside of us, hallelujah, will begin to work on our behalf, will begin to quicken and make alive our mortal bodies. We got to say it. Also, over in Psalms 103, hallelujah, it says, and let's just read that, Psalms 103, 1 through 5 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, and notice, who heals all nothing is left out of our diseases, who redeemeth our life from destruction. Sickness and disease is a destruction. We have been redeemed. Who redeemeth our life from destruction, who crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies our mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, down in verse 20 of that same chapter, and let me just flip over there so that I can read it exactly as it is. Psalm 107, down to verse 20 through 22. Let's just flip there and see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's word is good, and his mercy endures forever. Psalm 107. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here it is. Verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. But down here, it says, the angels of God. Let's see. Psalms 107:20. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry. 103. I apologize. Let's look at that. 103, verse 20. It says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Notice, see, to get our angels, see, we got angels that will do surgery if you need surgery. So, but they're not going to do surgery that you need unless you're speaking God's word. It says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So if you're not speaking God's word, by Jesus' stripes I am healed, you know, they're waiting to help you, but they're not going to do a thing until you say what God says. It says, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So we have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We got the angels of God working on our behalf. But we've got to say how we activate God's help is by speaking his word. See, just like God demonstrated to us in the beginning, Genesis 1:1-3 says, and God created the heavens and the earth. We know that anything God created, anything that God gave was good. But then verse 2, something happened between verse 1 and verse 2. The writers think that it was when God kicked Satan out of heaven and the catastrophe, the force of which he was kicked out, destroyed the first earth. It says in verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved upon the deep. Now, God doesn't like anything out of order, and to be without form and void is out of order. So God came on the scene to bring it back into order, and then God began to say. And as he said, the Spirit of God created. And as he said, the Spirit of God created. Then he said, let us, in verse 26 of Genesis 1, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. God is a speaking spirit. You are a speaking spirit. Hallelujah. And so when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, you can speak that God has said. And expect the Spirit of God to work on your behalf. And expect the angels of God to work on your behalf. Because you are saying what God says. You're not going to see. Now, I'm not saying that sickness has not attacked your body, because the Bible says the enemy goes about seeking whom he may devour. He's the one that will knock on your door with sickness and disease, not God. God would never use sickness and disease to teach you something. He uses his word. He chastises you with his word to teach you something. And so you speak God's word, and you'll see the hand of God in your life. You speak God's word, and that word will be manifested in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God's word is truth, and his righteous decrees endure forever, forever, forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That is so important to know that God's word will never fail us. God's word will heal our body. I heard one minister say, if you take God's word long enough, the way he said it, let me back up, if you take enough of God's word long enough, it will heal you. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish those things which I please. Now, guess what? God is in heaven. Who's speaking his word down here on the earth? Who will dare to believe God's report? And so when you speak God's word out in the earth realm, when you declare God's word within faith, believing that his word shall not return void, he said it, Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Guess who's going to speak it? You. And listen, you don't even belong to yourself. You are God's mouthpiece in the earth. You are God's mouthpiece in the earth. You've got to speak forth your healing. You must speak it forth, and then the Spirit of God and the angels of God will manifest God's word in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall the word will never fail. The word is alive. It is alive. The word of God is alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is alive, powerful. Hallelujah. It is alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we have come to the end of our time here today, and I'm so excited that we can take this word. We can take this word. And we can be healed by the word of God, because God sent his word so that you can take it and be healed. Hallelujah. You can take that word and be healed. Hallelujah. And appropriate that word in your physical body. Please give us a call, 213-943-3746. 213-943-3746. And I want to thank that caller that called earlier today. If you want to dial back, hopefully you will dial back and have a question that you might ask, and so that we can pray for you. And let me just say, the beginning point to receiving your healing or to receiving the blessings of God is to receive Jesus as your Lord. And so repeat this after me. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can know him, and you can receive those blessings that have been set aside. See, set aside for you, blessings of God. They're waiting on you to partake of them. So let's ask Jesus, repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I need Jesus. I desire for Jesus to come into my heart. I turn from my past, and I turn to you. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus died for my sins, and that he was buried and was raised on the third day that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Father, I thank you. I thank you for Jesus and for loving me so much. I thank you that I am now saved. Jesus is my Lord, and he is my Savior. If you said that prayer, you are saved. And let's just go a step further, because there is another experience, and that is receiving the power of God. Now, the Holy Spirit came into you just now when you said that prayer, but to receive his power so that you can be a bold witness of God, repeat this prayer. Dear God, fill me to overflowing with your mighty Spirit. And I believe that the Spirit of God will manifest himself through me by speaking in tongues, by giving me my prayer language, wherefore I will speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives me the utterance. And this is another teaching. Of course, we will teach on that at some point. But being filled with the Spirit, being able to pray in a prayer language, the Bible says it's the pure language of speaking to God. Sometimes we need to pray, but we don't know what to pray for or how to pray for a particular situation. It's best to pray in tongues. I don't know how many of you saw that movie, War Room, but that was a mighty, mighty, mighty example of prayer and the power of prayer. And I encourage you to pray in tongues, pray in the English, and pray in tongues. Stay in tune with God because you have a new spirit now. If you pray that prayer, the old person is dead and gone, but you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. See, when somebody say, didn't you used to do this? You don't even know that person. That person is dead. But a new person lives on the inside of you that has a heart towards God and desires to live for God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have questions, please call in 213-943-3746. Thank you ever so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, thank you, the person that did call in earlier. Please join us again. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you ask questions. Thank you, Father. Until next time, tomorrow we will be teaching the supernatural power of the believer. And so join us tomorrow, and then on Thursday we'll have the healing school again. Love you all. Have a great day.